Last week, we saw some exciting developments with some consumer products like the Google Maps app for Android smartphones and a new screen reader for BlackBerry smartphones. Clarissa Fernandez is here to tell us about these developments and what they mean for accessibility. Hello, Clarissa.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, tell me, firstly, about Google Maps.
Well, the upgrade to the Google Maps app for Android smartphone users does a number of things. Firstly, it gives people access to indoor floor plans, and secondly, it gives voice-guided walking directions. Google Maps is such a widely used application, whether it's on an iPhone, an Android phone, or a computer desktop. And as we know, it's quite a useful piece of technology. So the fact that Google Maps now includes indoor floor plans and voice directions is exciting because it means people who weren't able to use Google Maps before, such as people with a disability, can now use the same technology that helps many people get around unfamiliar places, including indoor areas. You can find guides on finding the closest bathroom, stairs, entrances, and exits. It's very useful.
And a BlackBerry screen reader, that's also been released?
Yes. So a screen reader is a piece of software that reads out text information, so that, for example, a person who has a vision impairment is able to find information on their smartphone. BlackBerry makes some of the most popular smartphones in the market, and up until last week, the only way to use BlackBerry smartphones with a screen reader was to pay for and download third-party screen reader software. Of course, in comparison to Android smartphones and Apple's iPhone and their respective inbuilt screen readers, the BlackBerry solution has been expensive. So when they announced last week that BlackBerry now has its own free screen reader, it was good news, and a sign that accessibility is playing a big role in the development of their future smartphones.
Clarissa, are there any other examples of how accessibility has helped drive innovation in some consumer products?
Apple has been well known to include accessibility in the design of their smartphones. The most notable so far is the inclusion of the inbuilt screen reader VoiceOver on all iOS devices, so on the iPhone and the iPad. Last year, Siri, the voice activation software, was introduced. Siri, of course, allows people to perform tasks and functions in their iPhone through voice commands, which is great for people who are vision impaired. Another thing is that some apps that didn't previously work with accessibility features now do once an update is released. For example, the popular app Flipboard, where you can view and watch multimedia content in one place, now works with VoiceOver. Remember, the Milk is a task management app that can be integrated with Siri. So in this way, more and more apps are including accessible features. Another exciting innovation can be seen in Foxtel. So with Foxtel, they have in the past taken care with making captioned TV shows and movies available on their service. However, now you can view Foxtel programs through a console called Kinect. Kinect is primarily a games console which integrates voice commands, motion, and gestures, which means you can play games using voice commands and gestures. Now you can view Foxtel through Kinect using voice commands and gestures, so there's no need for a remote control. This is helpful for people who have mobility impairments because it means they can browse Foxtel and watch programs. So all of these are examples of how accessibility is driving innovation in technology.
Well, it's certainly moving at a fast rate now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you can keep up to date with technology developments for people who are blind, vision impaired, deaf and hearing impaired via the Media Access website, which is the three W's, .mediaaccess, all one word, .org.au, or for any inquiries, you can email info@mediaaccess.org.au, or you can phone 02 9212 6242. That's 02 9212 6242. Well, thank you, Clarissa, for that update.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Clarissa Fernandez from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.